It is March 27, 2024. It's 7:50 a.m. I just realized something that I've been, for the past few days, I've been literally logging as soon as I start, well, my day, and practically end my day, and not doing anything at night. The reason why I'm not doing any logs at night is I actually make sure that I have time to not do anything. When the wifey comes home, so we have time to spend time together. I've been because she works in lab, I work at home at the office, and sometimes I go away for meetings. But yeah, I try not to do too much when she gets home. So typically my day is like as soon as around 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, I start cooking dinner after I feed Marco, and. And yeah, wait for her and spend the evening together watching TV shows of reruns as much as we can, because we love rerun shows. Especially if it's been a very busy day. So we prefer doing that so we can just eat, have a conversation, and not worry about things that we watch at night. We normally save everything that we want to watch on a Friday and Saturday during the day. Friday night, Saturday during the day, and Sunday during the day. It's for us to just, you know, help catch up our day, our week, and all that good stuff. So it does that. That's why I don't do too much logs at night. Yeah, and I'm not sure if you noticed, I did change up the description of this log. Description a bit, because I realized that it's just not about me talking about my day. It's gonna be, hopefully it's gonna be expanded to adventures, right? For example, travel and all the good stuff. Because how I look at this this log is just to capture what's actually happening without any visual distraction, right? But I do want to post some photos just to provide a little bit more narrative of what I'm speaking, what I'm talking about, especially on the adventure side. So that's why I have an Instagram account as well, too. You guys can look at. That's going to be it's already been up and running for a while. It's my photography Instagram. So I'll be posting more stuff there on the adventure side as well, too. So the goal is to sync up my log to my Instagram. So when I post something in my log, it will show up on my Instagram the same day, right? So you can listen to the log and look at the photos. So it gives a little bit more more story, better way to tell a story. And that's not, in my opinion. Yeah, so that's gonna be hopefully syncing soon. I'm trying to sync as much as I can, but sometimes it's just a little busy. But yeah, no, the goal was to have that sync and just to have more logs throughout the day, because this is actually a nice way to tell a story, more voice, more audio story than the visual story, right? You can use your imagination. It is 4:32 p.m. and it's been a very busy day. I received a brand new project that I was working on. It's kind of a tight deadline, of course. So I got 80% of the design done. I just need to finalize it because it's the bid process. So we have to register all the products as fast as we can so we can get preferred pricing. So that's what I ended up doing. On top of that, I have like two more projects I need to finish off as well, hopefully in the next couple weeks, including a... pardon me. Including a hospital in the prairies, so I need to get that sorted out for the next couple of weeks. That's fun stuff. I'm just glad that I had a process that I can use that speeds everything up. I just need to enter data in the system that I put together, automatically spit out the information I need for any project I do. So that's why I haven't really done anything log-wise. It's just been working as much as I can. I'm calling it quits now. It's 4:30, so I'm just putting a log together in, and and spent time with Marco before dinner time. It's kind of funny though, because I was supposed to go out and do some errands, but I decided to push everything tomorrow so I can finish all my work and to buy some time so I can clock off early tomorrow. I'm hoping to be clocking off early because it's the Blue Jays opening game in Tampa. Starts at 3 p.m. I don't know why they're starting at 3 p.m. That baffles me. Hopefully we can, hopefully I can watch it. I'm set up to watch it on my desk, so I'm good with that. Yeah, it's just been very busy. Good news is it's still kind of crappy outside. It's like super cloudy. It's plus 7, so it's windy, so it's probably going to feel like 3 or something. But, yeah. I just realized something. My new recorder is supposed to be arriving on the 8th. That's like a week. More than a week. So, I wish I just paid the extra $35 to get it delivered earlier. But, oh well. That's whatever. I'm not really in a rush to get it. Because I still have to play with it. Figure out how to use it before I actually physically use it on a gig, on a podcast. So I have to play with it first. I did make a decision. I think I mentioned several logs before regarding Camping with Lenny. I am taking a break on that one for sure. So I'm gonna start recording my last episode. My pause episode. I'm not gonna call it my last episode. It's my pause episode. Tomorrow, hopefully. Just to let the subscribers know, I do have a very good subscriber base in that channel. I don't want, I met some of them already, so they're pretty cool. So I'm trying to start that out, and yeah, it's gonna be a very busy long weekend. It is a long weekend after all, so yeah. So now I'm just gonna turn off the computer and hang out with Marco before dinner time. His dinner time. It is 6:52 p.m. I received a call from my co-host about an hour ago to let me know that some of the edits that he did was done and ready for review. So what we normally do is he edits it, then I do a final review. If it's good, then we publish. If it's not good or this needs to be issued, I give him my notes and he'll remix it and all that good stuff. But the last recording we did, we had issues. He updated his software, and then it started acting up weirdly. He started getting like a metronome sound to the recording of his voice, of his track. So it comes to the point it was so bad that he was in trouble mixing it. So he sent it over to me to listen to it. You can actually hear from the background. So to make a long story short, we have to re-record that episode again. Unfortunately, the episode that we recorded was very, very good. It was incredibly good. And unfortunately, because of technical issues, that it's unusable. Unfortunately, I'm just glad that it's not a hardware issue. It's a software issue. If it's a hardware issue, then that's an issue. If it's a hardware issue, it's gonna be an issue because it's a lot of things to troubleshoot. So on Saturday morning, Friday morning, because it's a holiday, I'm heading over there to record everything on location settings. So the good news is I'll be testing my equipment, my portable podcasting equipment, and see how that actually works out. And same time to try to fix the studio to see so it will work perfectly the way it's supposed to work. I'm hoping that it's just not, it's something simple, could be just a software issue. If it's a hardware issue, then that's a lot of troubleshooting to do. The sound that was recorded, it's the best way to describe it, it's like a metronome. It's like, but the thing is, it was bleeding into the track itself, so it was just weird. But he did try to do another record; it was fine. But it's like going in and out, so I'm just hoping it's not gonna be crazy, insanely fix.
So that'll be my Friday morning. Record two episodes and troubleshoot his gear. And head back home because I have dinner reservations right after. So I'll have to drive about an hour to get up there. 45 minutes to an hour. That's why we do everything remotely. Yeah, so that was just a little unexpected conversation I had with him. Yeah. That's just going to be annoying. So frustrating. Oh, well. I also want to add that it's not annoying that I have to fix the issue. What's happening? To fix the issue, I'm annoyed with the situation. That's what I'm annoyed of. I just want to add that in just in case. Yeah. It's going to be a very busy weekend.